Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Working Experience. A very warm, open-arm audio embrace and a squeeze. We have a new series of sorts for your listening pleasure. We are calling the series The Working Experience Survival Kit. The series will consist of guided meditations, guided naps, and soulless affirmations, and whatever else we can think of to ease the mind-numbing, soul-deadening experience of the modern workplace. And someday in the near future, we will have an app, because your entire life should revolve around your phone. And be on the lookout for branded pills, lotions, ointments, crystals, and prayer rocks. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you enjoy this episode of The Working Experience.
The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
that. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Man, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
You stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
We're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this guided meditation from the Working Experience podcast. This is Maddie Kay. And let's just be in the moment. Okay? Let's just put ourselves in the moment and breathe. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, nice and slow and easy. Sometimes it takes a little while to get into the rhythm, and that's okay. We're not going to force it. Don't force it. We are never here to force anything. Just breathe in. Breathe out. Just take it easy. It's fine. This, right now, I like to think of as designated you time. I am giving you the permission to be you. Right now, if your managers, your coworkers ask you why you're not working, or why you haven't finished the spreadsheets, or did you send that email to the guys in Idaho yet, or Cleveland, you just tell them that Maddie Kay said it's time to be you. And if he or she gives you any more grief, I'll speak to them myself. So for this episode, I want to think about time, the concept of time. Let me start by saying that, in my view, the 8-hour workday is a false construct. Who came up with the idea that we had to work at least 8 hours a day in order for it to even be considered a legitimate workday? Who determined how much work we should have to do to justify 8 hours to get it done? Was it designated that 8 hours would be the amount of time that a person would have to spend at his or her place of work, and then management had to invent enough crap to fill up those 8 hours? Is that how it worked? I mean, I suppose it would account for all the nonsense bullshit tasks we're all forced to perform just to keep us busy. I guess the powers that be, whoever they are worried that if our time is not structured and accounted for, we would just be wandering the streets causing trouble. Or, God forbid, enjoying ourselves. When is it time to stop doing And when is it time to just start being? Did they factor that into the 8-hour workday? For some reason, I don't think so. I don't know who came up with all of this. We could drive ourselves crazy trying to figure out the chicken and the egg. Is it the work that structured the 8 hours, or was it the 8 hours that structured the work? I don't know. And we're not going to worry about it. We're not going to stress ourselves out about it. Those are things that are a little bit beyond our control right now. But I'll tell you one thing you can take control of. Today, you are going to take charge of your time. You are going to determine how much time you will spend at work. Today, I am giving you permission to leave work early. Now, see, even by using the word early, I'm buying into that false construct of how long a person should be at work or even needs to be at work. Who are your managers to tell you when early is? Are they determining the concept of time now? Einstein's theory of relativity tells us that time and space are not as constant as everyday life would make it seem. He suggests that the only true constant, the speed of light, means that time can run faster or slower depending on how high you are and how fast you're traveling. Big concepts. Big concepts. I think, in terms of the 8-hour workday, puts things in a different perspective, doesn't it? It casts the whole concept of the workday in a rather dubious light. For example, how can your manager tell you that you are late for a meeting or that you can't leave the office at 10:30 in the morning when the concepts of late and early are entirely relative? Do these flunkies, these aging frat boys, these bureaucratic dimwits presume to think they know more about time than Albert Einstein? Are you kidding me? The unmitigated arrogance of these people simply astounds me. So, we are going to follow the advice of the unparalleled genius of the master and leave work early. Now, we have to nuance this. There are certain practical considerations, of course, in keeping your employment. You don't want to leave absurdly early because that would call too much attention to it, and you don't want to push your luck. So I'm saying maybe leave around 12:30. That would be a good time to slide out for a nice lunch with, maybe an adult beverage or two. Don't go overboard, but treat yourself. The advantage of the 12:30 leave time is that you can make it look like you were working on a very urgent project, and in your zeal, did not want a break for lunch until it was completed. You can even make a few comments to your coworkers to set it up. You can say things like, "Oh man, I can't eat now. I really need to get this finished." Even better, send an email to your manager at around 10 past 12 saying something like, "Taking a working lunch, just wanted to get this out to you." Makes it seem like you're really grinding away. Use phrases like "moving forward" and "the next phase." They love that stuff. It makes it sound like you have really given their bullshit project some actual thought. And now, just slide on out. Don't make it obvious. Don't pack up stuff or clear off your desk or shut off your computer. Those are dead giveaways. If you want to lay some groundwork for an excuse if the need arises, look at your phone and say something out loud like, "Ah, damn." Like something just came up that you forgot about, or it's urgent, or something like that. You can even pretend to take a call as you're walking out. You don't have to say much. Say something like, "Hi. Yes, this is him." "Oh, really? Okay, okay." And then as you're saying okay, just walk on out. Like, "Oh my goodness, I got to go deal with this." This will help if someone asks where you were the day before, you know, the off chance you get called out on this. You just want to have something prepped to fall back on. Or you could just say something about having to go talk to payroll or accounting or something like that. Don't stress about it, though. See, that's the thing. The whole point of this is to reduce your stress. You're leaving early. There's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't even have to make these excuses. But, you know, we here at The Working Experience, we understand people live in the real world. Now, when you leave early, I want you to go enjoy yourself. Maybe go for that long lunch. Maybe grab a pizza or some Chinese food to eat at home in front of the TV. Maybe grab some burritos or tacos and binge watch Friends or Breaking Bad and fall asleep on the couch and wake up with food all over your chest. Ugh. I mean, if that's not paradise, I don't know what is. And it's just made more sweet by knowing everyone else is at the office working. Bottom line is, I want you to make sure you are taking care of you. I want to make sure that you are being you. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back at you real soon with another guided meditation. Have a wonderful week. And remember, no one is more you than you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.